This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What companies get wrong about AI communication? What happened? American companies are scrambling to hold on to employee trust as artificial intelligence gets rolled into daily work. Workers are skeptical, resistant, and in some cases openly hostile. Companies are responding with internal communication campaigns designed to smooth the transition. Whether those campaigns are working depends almost entirely on how honestly leadership is speaking to its people. The communication angle. Here is the lesson: people do not resist technology, they resist being lied to about it. When companies roll out AI and dress it up as empowerment or augmentation, while quietly reducing headcount, workers notice the gap between the words and the reality. That gap is where trust goes to die. The organizations getting this right are not the ones with the slickest internal messaging. They are the ones willing to say uncomfortable things out loud. The fatal mistake most companies make is leading with the technology instead of the person. They announce the AI tool, explain its features, hold a demo, and then wonder why nobody is bought in. This approach is backwards. Every AI rollout is, at its core, a conversation about job security, relevance, and identity. Until you address those three things directly, nothing else you say will land. The companies doing this well share one visible trait: their leaders speak first and specifically. Not AI will help us work smarter. That sentence means nothing, and everyone knows it. Instead, here is what we are automating, here is what we are not, and here is what we need from you that a machine cannot do. That kind of specificity signals respect. It says, I think you can handle the truth. People respond to that. There's also a sequencing issue that almost every company gets wrong. They communicate after the decision is made, when they should be communicating during the process. Bringing workers into the conversation before the rollout, not after, changes the entire dynamic. It converts resistance into participation. You are no longer delivering news. You are inviting collaboration. That is not a small distinction. It is the entire difference between a workforce that fights the change and one that helps shape it. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on difficult announcements gives you a framework for sequencing hard news so the people feel informed rather than managed. The core principle there applies perfectly here: your audience is always listening for what you're not saying. When you leave gaps, they fill them with fear. Your job as a communicator is to fill those gaps first, with honesty, before fear does it for you. The takeaway. Before your next internal AI announcement, write down the three questions your employees are actually asking themselves. Will I still have a job? Will my skills still matter? Does leadership see me as a person or a cost? Then answer all three, directly and honestly, before you say a single word about the technology itself. If you cannot answer those questions yet, say that too. We do not have all the answers, but here is what we know, and here is where we will tell you more is infinitely more trustworthy than polished silence. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.